Dobrý den i vítaju vás všich, šanovní radioslucháči, na radiopredaču Náš hlas Radio Krýnského Koríňa po mreži PCJ Radio, jaká podiesť vám z Británsku i Kolumbii v Kanadi. S vami Pavlína Makori, ďakujú, že rýšale prebudete zi mnoju nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pogrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a new Ukrainian Jewish Heritage feature for you, and this will be focusing on an exciting summer school program in the city of Lviv in Western Ukraine. As well, we have the latest news from Ukraine, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we started out with a tune that was brand new to me, just came into Náš hlas last week, and it is from a fellow by the name of Vlad Zinkowski. It is called Bugai, and I'll be sharing more information on Vlad and his music and this song in the near future. And as well, we're going to be moving on to more new music, and this came into the Náš hlas Music Library just today. And it is a brand new CD, just recently released, not even launched yet. It is by a group called Zelia from Vancouver. And the name of the CD is Se Tak Bulo, and that translates as That's How It Was. And here is a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a gypsy song, Tsihana Stoyala, A Gypsy Stood on the Hill.
Молода, зоя, я думала, чиханочка молода, молода, стоя на ту мала циганка, молода, стоя на ту мала циганка, молода, стоя на ту мала циганка, молода, циганочка, молода.
Покотило сонце, спати всі зі гори, ген за синє море. Спи, моя дитина, схована у мріях променів світанку. Засинай, мале, моя рай красуна, казкою зігріта. Завтра нам озветься дальня дорога крізь тернисте поле. А як по Севію зранений, не давай заснути, доню моя, доню, доню моя, доню, доню моя, доню.
That was a group called Tin Sonsia, which means Shadow of the Sun, and a song called Skovana Mriach, Hidden Dreams. And Tin Sonsia is a prolific Ukrainian rock group, a very popular one, and they have a song out which has just been chosen as the official anthem for Ukraine for Euro 2016. The song is called Riding Cossacks, Yikale Kozaki.
Yeah. тінні сонця.
Ще не вмерла України ні слава, ні воля. Ще на братя українці усміхнеться доля. Згинуть наші порошеньки, як роса на сонці. Запануєм ми, браття, у своїй сторонці. Душу й тіло ми положим за нашу свободу і покажем, що ми браття козацького роду. Душу й тіло ми положим за нашу свободу і покажем, що ми браття козацького роду.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. One of the old jokes during the communist era in Eastern Europe was the quip that you could never predict history. Official interpretations of the past could change suddenly and radically. You had to be adept and cynically clever to keep up with changes in the party line. In the post-Soviet era, Ukraine has the challenges and the opportunities to look at its history anew. Historical figures, events, and entire communities can be retrieved and evaluated from the memory hole to which they were previously consigned. The Center for Urban History in East Central Europe, based in Lviv, has an innovative program for such retrieval. A summer school program has been running for the last several years. This program introduces an inclusive approach to research, teaching, and learning the history of the region in the 19th to 20th centuries. The program aims to increase the awareness of the importance of Jewish history and heritage as part of Ukraine's multicultural past. The summer program this year is called Jewish History, Common Past and Heritage, Culture, Cities, Milieus. It will explore the multicultural, artistic, and literary heritage of Lviv. The focus will be on Jewish milieus in a city once known also as Lemberg or Lviv. The city's contemporary space will become an interactive site between program participants and the broader public. This will be achieved by relating relevant figures, places, stories, and events. Documents, texts, and visual materials will augment an understanding of the complex history of the city. Dr. Sophia Djak, director of the Center for Urban History, outlined the thinking behind the program.
we came with an idea of having a summer school, which is not exactly Judaica school, but rather a question how to position history of Jews in Eastern Europe inclusively. How can we approach interactions between different groups in societies in the 19th and 20th century in Eastern Europe with the help of social history, cultural history? So actually,
the four-week program will bring in leading scholars as well as enlist local experts. It will include a basic course of Yiddish, the heritage language of Eastern European Jews. It will also feature survey courses on Jewish history in Eastern Europe and practical seminars on multi-ethnicity. The program also takes a multinational approach to avoid creating new boundaries in thinking or research. The summer school is open to graduate and postgraduate students. It also accepts young researchers, university lecturers, museum workers, as well as practitioners in heritage from Ukraine, Belarus, Poland, and Russia. Dr. Diak stressed the importance of this transnational approach.
We also aim to have not only summer school, but also go beyond and create a milieu of people who engage in research and beyond and who network among themselves and also see that they are part of something that emerges and builds on in Ukraine and beyond also Ukraine.
The working language of the summer program is English, and participants must be comfortable working in English. The deadline for the application is April 8, 2016, and more information on requirements and procedures can be found on the website of the Center for Urban History at lvivcenter.org. Ukraine's history is harrowing, inspiring, and often controversial. Fresh approaches can help navigate the complexities of the past. This intriguing summer program addresses the warning once made by George Orwell, who said, "The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history." This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Чорний вуз.
Kuban Kozak Choir with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Polubivsya Petrusya, and that translates as I fell in love with Petrus. Coming up next from Winnipeg, Manitoba, the high-profile band from their most recent CD, Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage, and another traditional Ukrainian folk song, Rozpirahajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys.
Розпрягайте, хлопці, коні, та лягайте спочивати. А я піду за дешеве, за кринічку купати. Маруся, а я піду за дешеве, за кринічку купати. Маруся, гей! Копа, копа, копа кринічку у вишнево у саду. Чи не вийде дівчинойка рано вранці по воду? Маруся, чи не вийде дівчинойка рано вранці по воду? Маруся, пішла дівчинойка за вишневе воду брат. А за нею козаченько веде коня на пува. Маруся, а за нею козаченько веде коня на пува. Маруся, гей! Просу, 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 віде речка, вона йому не дала. Дару, дару, з руки перстень вона його не з'їла. Маруся, дару-дару, з руки перстень, вона його не з'їла. Маруся, гей! Знаю, дівчинонько, чим я тебе проснивив, що я вчора і з вечора із другою говорю. Маруся, що я вчора і з вечора із другою говорю. Маруся, гей! Вона ростом невеличка, ще літами молода, руса коса до пояса, козий стричка голуба. Маруся, руса коса до пояса, козий стричка голуба. Маруся, гей! Лягайте спочивать, а я піду за вишневе, за криничку купать. Маруся, а я піду за вишневе, за криничку купать. Маруся, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла.
Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Several Ukrainian soldiers who were held captive by Russian-backed separatist forces are now returning home. The Ukrainian fighters were released from captivity after more than a year. Some were captured during the battle for Debaltseve, others in somewhat peaceful areas in eastern Ukraine. One of the soldiers says a local elderly man whom he was helping with food turned against him. One day he showed up with a gang of armed men in camouflage to pick up his food. The soldier was taken hostage. He spent 15 months in captivity. During that time, his wife gave birth. And now he prefers not to think of what happened while he was imprisoned by Russian-backed separatist forces.
Russian-backed separatist forces are now gone from the village of Shirokine in eastern Ukraine. This is according to a press secretary of Mariupol sector, Oleksandr Kingstaffer. He says Ukrainian soldiers are now in full control of the settlement. Kingstaffer says Ukrainian military has now to liquidate the landmines installed by the Russian-backed separatist forces as they were leaving the village.
More than 2,000 Russian soldiers have been killed fighting Ukrainian troops in the Donbass since the start of the conflict, according to online reports. Volunteers from online group called Cargo 200 from Ukraine to Russia have published a list of Russians who they say have either been killed or have gone missing in eastern Ukraine. Cargo 200 is a Russian military code to refer to soldiers killed in action. The same group also says the death toll may be a lot higher.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, calls on Russia to free Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko. 34-year-old Savchenko is held in prison in Russia, charged with complicity in the killing of two Russian television journalists during the fighting between Ukrainian government troops and Russian-backed separatist forces in eastern Ukraine in 2014. Savchenko denies any wrongdoing. According to the EU spokesperson, Mogherini demanded that the Russian government set Savchenko free following similar calls from other officials.
Last night, High Representative Vice President Federica Mogherini issued a statement very clearly calling for the release of Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko, an immediate and unconditional release, which would be in line not only with Russia's international human rights commitments, but also in line in the spirit of the package of Minsk agreements and commitments that are contained in this package.
A whole range of American politicians, including Joe Biden, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton, have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to immediately release Savchenko. According to sources in the US Congress, a group of politicians are willing to consider and confirm sanctions against a special blacklist of people, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, who were involved in kidnapping Nadiya and keeping her in jail. Savchenko was captured by the Russian security service in eastern Ukraine in June 2014. She was then forcefully taken over the border into Russia. She will be sentenced on March 21st and 22nd. She faces up to 25 years in a Russian jail if found guilty. A new report states a Russian brigade provided and possibly operated the Buk M1 missile launcher that brought down Malaysian Airlines flight MH17. The investigation by an independent journalist website, Bellingcat, gives extensive information on the role of the 53rd Anti-Aircraft Missile Brigade in the downing of MH17. According to the report, in June and July of 2014, the 53rd Anti-Aircraft Missile Brigade transported several Buk M1 anti-aircraft missile systems to the Russian-Ukrainian border. The investigation also uncovered numerous Buk 3x2 missile launchers that Bellingcat staff believe downed MH17. Researchers traced the brigade's movements via photos and videos posted on social media accounts. The Bellingcat team also listed the names of those serving in the brigade and their commanders. One of the people profiled in the report is the leader of the 53rd Anti-Aircraft Missile Brigade, Sergei Muchkayev, as well as his superiors, Alexei Zolotov of the Air Defense of the 20th Guards Army and Andrei Kokhanov of the Air Defense of the Western Military District of Russia. The investigation concluded the ultimate responsibility for downing MH17 lies with the Ministry of Defense and the Supreme Commander of the Russian Armed Forces, Russian President Vladimir Putin. The so-called Savchenko list may be adopted in the USA. a whole range of American politicians stood up for captured Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko, who is currently under arrest in Russia. Among them, Joe Biden, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton. According to sources in Congress, a group of deputies are willing to consider and confirm a special blacklist of people involved in kidnapping Nadia and keeping her in jail. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, claims imprisoning Savchenko is a rude violation of the Minsk Agreement. The new Savchenko list is highly possible to appear. There already has been a list of resolutions as well as political statements. The main feature of the upcoming sanctions list is that the first person to be mentioned might be Russian President Vladimir Putin. 34-year-old Nadia Savchenko united Ukrainians all over the world. A good deal of her compatriots gathered close to the Russian embassy and to the Taras Shevchenko monument in Washington. They insist Shevchenko was illegally kidnapped and forced to move to Russia. It is widely believed that the whole case against the Ukrainian pilot is based on false accusations. A team of Canadian doctors is now on their fourth medical mission to Ukraine. Canadian medical professionals are conducting a masterclass for their Ukrainian counterparts on reconstructive surgery. The 25 volunteer team includes surgeons, anesthetists, and nurses. Heading the crew is Dr. Oleg Antonishin, who is also a professor of plastic surgery at the University of Toronto in Canada. During the previous missions, Dr. Antonishin and his team have completed 138 procedures on 97 patients. They are set to operate on about 40 people as part of this mission. The medical mission is organized by the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. Local residents are still being exposed to dangerously high levels of radiation nearly 30 years after an explosion at a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. That's according to the head of the Greenpeace Russia energy program. Today, in the regions where these people live, the rate of disease is higher. For children, this rate is roughly twice as high as in the so-called clean places. Here, we also have a higher rate of breast cancer. And we should not forget the people who took part in the liquidation of the Chernobyl catastrophe. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded in April 1986, sending a plume of radioactive fallout across large areas of Europe. A research report published on Wednesday said in some cases, radiation levels in the contaminated zones, where an estimated 5 million people live, have actually increased. According to Greenpeace, local foods containing radioactive particles can be found in Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus, the three countries nearest to the catastrophe site. People still have contact with radiation. They get exposed to radiation through food. Greenpeace gathered samples of milk, mushrooms, and berries that people eat and found that the majority of the samples in Ukraine have abnormally high proportions of radiation. The situation is almost the same in the Bryansk region of the Russian Federation. Long-term exposure to radiation can lead to several illnesses. Doctors in the areas worst affected by Chernobyl have long reported of a sharp rise in certain cancer rates.
Ukrainian soldiers suffering psychological trauma now have a new center where they can get help. It is being set up by military chaplains in the city of Zhytomyr. It will be open to servicemen who have fought Russian-backed separatist forces in eastern Ukraine. Working at the center will be soldiers who have seen some of the heaviest fighting in the nearly two-year conflict. The building was donated by a local businessman. Chaplains are appealing to the public for donations to fund a television and boiler for the new initiative.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has met with Turkish leaders as part of a visit to the country's capital, Ankara. Poroshenko was greeted by Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan with an official ceremony upon his arrival at the presidential palace. The leaders co-chaired a high-level strategic council meeting, seeking ways of cementing ties and expanding cooperation between the two countries. The leaders also discussed Russia's occupation and invasion of eastern Ukraine.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has listed three options out of the country's political crisis. He made the announcement following a ceremony marking Ukrainian poet Taras Shevchenko's birthday. Amid recent tense political maneuvering, Yatsenyuk stressed the need to continue with reform efforts and to renew the ruling coalition. The second option, Ukraine's premier said, is for the president's bloc to fully take on the responsibility of forming a new government. And third option is early elections, according to Yatsenyuk. Out of these three options, in the shortest period, we need to choose one. I'm suggesting the first one. I hope that other members of the coalition, and this includes the Radical Party and Samopomich, to restart working and to continue with reform efforts. Ukraine was plunged into political uncertainty after the resignation of the economy minister and a parliamentary no-confidence vote. Yatsenyuk survived the vote, but support for him fell considerably. Ukraine's U.S.-born finance minister Natalie Yaresko was offered the prime minister's position but has refused to comment on the matter.
Jamala is going to represent Ukraine at the Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm this year. The Ukrainian singer of Crimean Tatar descent was chosen by popular vote in a televised national selection final on February 21st. Jamala's original song, 1944, is based on the true events of Crimean Tatar deportation by the Soviet Red Army.
You know, it's my personal story. It's personal of thousands of Crimean Tatars, and it's important for me to deliver this message as many people as possible. And I want to share this story to avoid such tragedy.
Jamala's musical style varies from jazz, rhythm and blues to soul and pop. The Eurovision Song Contest is set to be held in Sweden this May. Ukraine has unveiled their new football kit, which they will wear when playing in the Euro 2016 tournament in France later this summer.
We all today are celebrating the birth of Ukraine's national team uniform, which will lead us to a successful play in the final stage of Euro 2016. And of course, it'll give some positive emotions to our fans.
After being among those modeling the yellow shirts that the players will wear during the summer tournament when facing Germany, Northern Ireland and Poland in Group C, Ukrainian singer Jamala said the whole nation will be behind the team.
I believe that our national team will show their best performance in Europe, in this European Championship. And we will have to support them, to offer them our love and support. Thank you.
The Euro 2016 tournament will start on June 10th with France versus Romania. Ukraine will play their first game of the tournament on June 12th when they go head-to-head with Germany.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Як умру, то поховайте мене на могилі серед степу широко на вкраїні милі, що плани широко полі, і Дніпро, і кручі, було видно, було чути, як реве ревучі, що плани широко полі. І Дніпро, і кручі, було видно, було чути, як реве ревучі. Як понесе з України у синє море кров ворожу, а той діє і лани,
і гори, все покину і полину до самого Бога. Буду молитися, а до того я не знаю Бога. Все покину і полину до самого Бога. Буду молитися, а до того я не знаю Бога. Поховайте та вставайте, кайдани порвіте, і вражою свою кров'ю волю окропіте. І мене в самі великі, в самі волі нові, не забудьте пом'янути незлим тихим словом.
That is another release that is fairly recent. It is sung by Dmytro Bohush with the group De Schiffer, and that was Zapovit Shevchenko, Shevchenko's Zapovit or Testament. Up next is Anatoly Rudenko and the Folklore Ensemble Kyiv, and a traditional Ukrainian patriotic song, one of my favorites, Oy na hori zhentsi zhnut, Reapers Are on the Hill.
Ой на горі та жінці жнуть, ой на горі та жінці жнуть, а попід горою яром долиною козаки йдуть. Гей, долиною, гей, широкою козаки йдуть. Попереду Дорошенко, попереду Дорошенко, веде своє військо і до Запорізьке хорошенько. Гей, долиною, гей, широкою хорошенько. А позаду сагайдачний, а позаду сагайдачний, щоб проміняв жінку на тютюн та лунку необачний.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and check out our blog. Нежал ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Де згоди немає, там усе зло буває. And our proverb of the week translates as, where there is no harmony, there are all kinds of evil. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, we have Millennia from Edmonton, and this is from their fourth CD, Live on the Rocks and Freddy's Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.